Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to episode 13 of season 6. If you just joined, this is Maria and I'm at Magic with Maria everywhere. And I'm joined by our goddess supreme, Robin, at a Tired Witch everywhere. Hi, Queen.
I ordered some pants off of Depop. And my username is the same everywhere, right? The girl who sent me the pants wrote a handwritten note that said, I love your new username, XOXO. And a fellow Tired Witch, and that really made me giggle.
Oh, that's so cute.
This was relevant to the story.
this is giving coffee talk energy.
Fucking going with this. Where are we going with this? It was relevant. Okay,
always somewhere exciting. That's where it's going.
We do have a few announcements, as always. Don't forget to join us. The day the episode comes out, July 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. If you're like Maria and you had no idea what time zones are, we have a class by Julia Helena Hadass. That class is on witchcraft cocktails. We want to see you there. She's even just included a recipe card for both the alcoholic and the mocktail version. So you can craft along with her, which is so exciting.
Yeah, she actually went into one of her most recent posts that her husband is sober. And like she is, so she uses him as like a guinea pig for it. Mocktail.
I love that.
I like that.
That is really cute. Also, they're really cute. The two of them are super cute.
Yeah, they
met
and super
them
nice.
Both at Windy City. Mm-hmm. And they're so cute together. So
they're like really sweet. Yeah. And don't forget that if you have like a ghost story or any kind of story you think the community would love to hear, if it's interesting, let's make it interesting.
If it's interesting, if it's boring, if you could just shut the fuck up, that would be so great. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
you guys, so. We should cancel Maria. She's out of control.
Okay, but you can actually send us a voicemail if that is just, you know, if. You know, writing out an entire email is not your jam, then we have a little voice messaging service for you. Go ahead and call this number, 351-207-0799. Now, there is a 3-minute cutoff. So if you haven't finished your story, just call us back. We'll put it back together. It's okay. You don't have to freak out or anything or apologize. It's normal. It's okay.
It's normal. Literally, don't even address it. Just keep going.
Yeah, just keep going.
And we've got, listen, baby, it's 2025. We got caller ID. I can see that it's the same number. You don't have to address it. Just keep going.
Yeah, yeah. And if doing a voice note is just not your thing, you can send us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you could send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com.
Yes, we have so many to get through, but we want you to keep sending them to us because they're so fun.
Yes, make them creepy. I want creepy ones. We're getting closer to spooky season and I'm fiending for a creepy story.
Our local Walmart already has kids' Halloween clothes out.
Shut up.
I was like, it's July, which is, I'm not complaining. It just, last year, they didn't even roll shit out until September. Mm-hmm. And this year is coming out in July. I'm like, hell yeah.
That means it's going to be put away in September. And then Christmas stuff will
come
out.
Watch your mouth. Don't speak that into existence.
Every year.
What is wrong with you? You got some sort of disability. I live in California, okay? Don't wish that evil on me, girl.
And can we talk about how Target will most definitely make it way more like, you know, harvest this year? Even more so than what they've been doing.
Last year's Target collection was honestly so good. And I was pretty bummed I didn't get anything because our local Target didn't have very much because it's like a small Target.
Uh-huh.
But they had those like big plastic 3D like vintage Halloween horror signs last year. Do you remember? I sent them to you and I was like, if you see them in your Target, get them for my son.
That's
yours didn't have it though either. No. Target wants us dead.
Yeah, they do.
Oh my gosh. If you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about upcoming lunar phases and how you can utilize those in your magical practice. Now, that being said, if you recall last week, today, the day this episode comes out, is the new moon, which is why last week we talked about the dark moon. It is going to be the new moon in Leo. Now, that being said, in terms of this particular new moon, I think it's really important for you to know that currently we are in a Mercury retrograde that does not end until August 10th. So why is that important? Because the Leo new moon is all about confidence, charisma, leadership, recognition, finding your voice and your kind of, mark in the world. And it's important because when we are in a retrograde, this can affect things like communication. And so, if you're going to utilize this new moon for things like confidence, things like your represented identity and kind of putting a new little burst into all of that, let's make sure we're using our words carefully. It is retrograde. This is how we can accidentally phrase things poorly or not get specific enough. And then what ends up happening is our spells backfire. Our spells backfire because you weren't specific enough, or you were too hyper specific and weren't, around all the things around it. It would be my personal advice to start the seeds for something that you want to be a slow burning long term spell because of this, if you're going to specifically use this spell for the Leo new moon. So maybe this is something we're just starting and you're going to start a money bowl, or you're going to not a money bowl specifically, but like if you're going to start something inspired by a money bowl, like perhaps you're going to go plant some seeds that are going to be for a long-term spell that you work with, and you're going to tend to that garden, etc. Do something that's a little bit slower burning, so that way you're not putting all your eggs in a retrograde basket.
Yeah. Or you could be like me and just gas up Hermes, like be like, you're the coolest and I think you should be married.
I think you're actually so cool, Hermes. Has anybody lately ever told you how cool you are? Because you are so cool.
Look, I am a bit like, during Mercury retrograde, I always leave him out a like little, little treat, and I always do Red Bull. And I know like a bunch of witches are like, ugh, that doesn't make any sense. That's stupid.
It actually does make sense because Red Bull gives you wings, bitch. Okay.
Well, he's literally the mascot, and like Hermes would love that. One. And secondly, like full of caffeine. Hermes as like an energy loves caffeine. And the whole like Red Bull, Hermes stole Apollo's bulls and it was a whole funny thing. That's why he is a trickster. But anyways, I digress. I would be careful about like the type of spells you are doing. Like maybe you're putting yourself into the limelight a little too much and you're like overshadowing like everybody else. Maybe you're taking up too much energy and it's kind of like stifling others. And I would just be careful, maybe doing spells more in a community aspect when it comes to it, being like, I want to be, I want to take charge to help people. I want to be a voice for what's going on right now so other people feel supported. It's stepping into that Leo leadership role in a very helpful and amazing way. And I really think that this would be, I mean, with everything going on, this is the perfect time to do that. And do things for less selfish reasons.
I'm into that. No further notes. Great work, Maria.
You're welcome. Thank you. I got a big brain.
It's so big.
So every episode, we go over tarot cards. Previous seasons, we have gone over like individual meanings of cards, and then we went over the whole sections in tarot, like the minor arcana, the major arcana, the aces, the kings, and all of that jazz. And then last season, we went over themes, like what cards would symbolize love, what cards would symbolize breakups, and things of that nature. This season, we're kind of like going back to our roots a little bit, but instead of like intentionally like picking a card, we're just going to do a shuffle and draw, and it's going to be like a collective reading for everybody. So Let's go ahead and see what we get. Okay, so in true Leo new moon fashion, we got the Six of Wands.
Oh, yeah.
So everything is about stepping up into leadership positions to help and lead others. It's also realizing how far you have come.
You and I are about to fight. This is the first time in a long time that I don't agree with you. Continue.
Okay, but it's a leadership card, but also it is look how far you have made it on your journey. And I have thrown me completely off, woman.
Sorry.
But it's like looking how far you've already come onto your journey. Like you before this card is the Five of Wands, so it depicts like, you know, a battle, and it could be like an inner battle. You want to do this, you want to do that. And it's kind of like, okay, go pick one thing. And it shows you excelling finally at that one thing and receiving recognition for it. You literally see the like laurel wreath around, which represents success and represents diplomacy and represents, as I said, just like success, victory. And it's just when you step into that energy, this card is kind of like inviting you to, you know, help direct others towards their own victory as well. But it's always like we talked about like the negative side of Leo, where you kind of like become the center of attention too much. You make everything about you. And that's kind of like the shadow side of that card. So because the next card is the Seven of Wands, where people are literally tearing you down from like the level you have reached. So just be careful about like centering yourself too much and that you're actually doing good with your higher position. Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is where we're going to fight. Because with the Seven of Wands is about that tearing down, I view the Six of Wands as the potential and only potential for you to be following through with victory. Instead, it is a humility card to me. It is a humble pie card. It is a be excited for the potential outcome here, but the work is not done. You have not made it home. Mm-hmm. You have to continue moving on because, unfortunately, if you get too cocky and you rest your laurels, mm-hmm. and you rest those laurels, then what ends up happening is the Trojan horse effect, mm-hmm. Which happens is the Seven. So I find that so interesting that you and I, because we have not had disagreements on cards in a minute. It's been a while, but here
but
we are.
Now I do cards say, you and I definitely don't agree with. Like we just haven't
here's
got
one.
Them.
yeah. And here's one of them. I will say, though, that I do think that this, I just got a text that is totally throwing me off. I will say that I do think that in the context of the card surrounding it, it mm-hmm. can mean, what's it called? Like a parade situation where mm-hmm. you are the leader of the parade and there is celebration. But you, in my opinion, with this card, you do have to look to clarifiers for whether or not that's the case. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, that makes sense. You're wrong, but it makes sense. I'm just kidding. I love you so much.
I'm not wrong. I'm never wrong. I'm really pretty.
So last episode, we went over like the element of water, and we just kind of talked about, what it corresponded to, and how we use the element of water in our personal practices. And we're just kind of going around the elements right now and around the circle. And we're going to also like touch on spirit. We're also going to touch on above, below, and the center. But yeah, as I said, this time we're talking about earth. And yeah, like earth to me is like one of the most important elements of all the elements, which I will get to in a little bit. But yeah, what does earth correspond to you, Robin? What does earth, the working with the element of earth, mean to you?
For me, earth is very much in my practice connected with spirit. Because the majority of the earth that I use is either salt for cleansing, and therefore cleansing residual energy and cleansing my home, etc., getting rid of ghosts. Or on the flip side, using things like graveyard or grave dirt to either protect or to call spirits. So for me, spirit and earth, they function so similarly together. Mm-hmm. It of course it can be utilized for things like prosperity and grounding, etc. But very much in my practice, earth is connected with things like communication and protection. What mm-hmm. about you?
So as I said, earth to me is like one of the most important elements. Like earth supports all of the other elements. It supports water. It supports fire. It supports like, you know, air. Like it's all like connected, but earth is what is like on the ground for all of it taking place. Like it is the, as I said, the most important element to me. And I do agree that it does also symbolize spirit to me, because I work a lot out in nature, and being out in nature is so yeah. important. It's like the fundamental part of my spirituality is connecting with the earth and connecting to the different energies yeah. of
It's also really big for animists as well. Mm-hmm. People consider themselves animist. I am an animist, but I am not a like devout animist. So I don't want to speak on behalf of all animism, but the two I feel are so closely connected as one of the most important elements that we have in terms of spirituality.
Yeah, I agree. And I do. I also have some elements of that in my practice as well. Like it's a pretty big part, because as I said, I do work with the earth a lot. Even like when I do normal spells, I always call like whatever earth spirit is around me to come and help me with my spells. But also, as I said, grounding is very, very important when it comes to earth for me. And that's why, like, if I feel like things are spinning out of control, like if I go out in nature and if I am touching the earth, I feel better and I feel supported.
Like, not to get like super woo-woo new agey, but I am a really big believer in like putting your feet in the soil if you can, and like mm-hmm. doing literal grounding in that way.
It was like actually a whole movement, like I think in the 70s or 80s. It was called
I just
earthing.
Said new ages, you dork.
It was called earthing. And what you would do is you'd walk barefoot as much as you could, like outside, because it was good for your feet. It was good for like your health.
I feel like people still do that.
They do. Yeah. Rarely, you know, they do it, but not as often, because the whole point was even to go hiking barefoot. Like, yeah, like your kicks. You need to build up that like rough skin underneath your feet, and earthing helps.
My brother calls those summer feet.
Yeah, my wife has summer feet because she ran on hot pavement as a kid.
I have summer feet.
Much.
Yeah, I have summer feet. My brother goes, "It's time to build up those summer feet, kid." He says that to my son all the time. "It's time to build up your summer feet, kid. Toughen them up. That. Let's get some calluses."
Let's get some calluses. But no, I do think it's important. I feel like, you know, earth is one of those things that I feel like we are definitely, as a society, very disconnected from. Because we're more than likely to spend time indoors with technology. And while, yes, all these things are made up of the earth, we don't necessarily think of where all these things that give us comfort come from. And we don't have, like, sure, as a society, as much respect as we should for earth. You know, yeah. And us as witches is that we need to show as much respect as possible. And because we want earth to continue and we want it to feel supported and not dragged down by us humans, even though some of us humans are very good at that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of your actual witchcraft practice and not just like being a little woo woo earth walking freak. I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing you. How do you actually utilize earth in your like actual practice?
Okay. I'm going to go over like, I use it a lot, but fundamentally, I use crossroads dirt fairly often in my practice. I collect it as an offering for working with Hecate and working with transitions. And obviously, that is part of the earth. Like, I literally go to dirt paths that make the crossroads in order to gather mm-hmm. dirt. And like, you can do that for roadsides too, absolutely. But for me, I feel more power and presence when I'm out in nature and like we're hiking or something and three paths like converge and I'll go and gather some crossroads dirt. And I do work with crystals, but I have been actually leaning more into working like with crystals or even just rocks in general that I find when I am out on my hikes. Obviously, when you're out on hikes, don't take more, you know, if you're going to pick up something, make sure that it is okay. Like ask the earth if it's okay. And you don't want to take more than what you need. So I try to, if I see something that resonates, I'm like, can I have this? And I wait for a sign and I take it. And I just, it helps me connect to certain places where I feel like certain things of energy, and also I go off of like the color of it too, correspondence wise. And but if I find mm-hmm. like a rock close to a river, like obviously that would be like this rock or crystal symbolizes emotions, and depending on what color it is, let's say it's red and it was, you know, by a river, like it could be like when my emotions are running hot, and so, you know, I'll use that in my practice and stuff like that. But here, I listed two. You go ahead and order a couple.
No, I'm loving that for you because I think that's all really good advice, especially when you take things like river rocks. Like you said, I think they make for really good worry stones just because they are so connected with like communication and emotion. So yeah, I'm all about that. I do use crystals, but not as much as I used to. Not because I don't still believe in the efficacy of crystals. I've got kids. I don't have this space for like crystal grids like I used to. And I hope to someday get to use my crystals again in that way because I did find a lot of use in it. It's just not really something that is working for me in my practice right now with where my life is. I do use a lot of salt, like I said, which I think is the best crystal on earth. My favorite conspiracy theory right now, favorite being like in an objective way that like makes me giggle, is the Himalayan salt being giant bones. Have you seen that? It really makes me laugh. It really makes me laugh. I'm like, no, it's not giant bones, you guys. Like, you're eating giant bones. You see why it's pink? It's because of the flesh of the giants. I'm like, that's not what a bone is. A bone is not flesh. Very concerned for our education system. Anyway, I just think it's really funny. But I use a lot of dirt from specific locations. So like crossroads dirt, like you just said. I use graveyard dirt, which is the dirt that does not come from a specific grave. I use that for protection. I top it up because I've got railroad spikes driven into the corners of the property. Well, it's at the house. I've got it expanded to the corners of the property. That's a worry for another day. But I have to top up graveyard dirt on top of that whenever it gets uncovered. So that's probably like a monthly thing, give or take. I also keep graveyard dirt it on my altar for just general household protection. And then I collect grave dirt for specific spells. I did go into this into one of my zines that we did for Windy City, which I still have some available if you guys want to buy them. They're at my shop. And we did put them on the Patreon as well as digital copies. And then I also like to get it from like really specific locations. Like if I want retribution, I would go to a courthouse and collect dirt from there. Yeah, you are going to look like a psychopath, yeah. But you know what? C'est la vie. If I want like big prosperity, I'll go get some dirt from the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically a Charles Schwab if they got one, because they do like stock trading and, you know, that shit can boom overnight. So, I utilize a lot of like influence specific dirts from locations that hold the energy that I am wanting.
Yeah, I agree. And dirt also, like, I love adding it to like spell jars and stuff like that when it comes to growing things or even when it comes to grounding. I think a lot of people don't think of adding like actual dirt to, you know, their like spell bottles. Those like makes a lot of sense. Why wouldn't you for like certain things? Because more people would be like, oh, I'll just add some crystal chips. But crystal chips are expensive. And
they're also like, I mean, not to get too like on a like preachy high horse about it, but there are a lot of like ethical problems in the crystal community, which is a big reason why I've stopped getting as much as I can or when I can. And crystal chips like are the number one like problem, because they're just like broken shards of like mass produced or mass collected crystals that they tumble. And they might not always have had a shady background, but if you're going to have anywhere that's a shady background, it's most likely going to be the chips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something to consider.
Obviously, there are like places you can get them, like we get them stuff like that. But
yeah, 100%. It's just like if you're getting the chips like off Amazon, it's most likely going to be like really unethically sourced. So just something to consider. Obviously, I'm not telling you what to do. Nobody leave us a review saying that Robin's super judgmental. You do whatever you want. I'm just food for thought.
And I think we didn't talk about one of the most important things of working with Earth is actually working with the freaking plants of the Earth. It's actually working with native plants and invasive plants of your area and using them to your best. Like, obviously, be careful with native plants that are not in abundance. We want to keep those things growing and we want to help them flourish. There is ethical ways of like gathering the energy of that plant rather than, you know, just cutting down the whole thing. Like we talked about in the water episode, taking some dew from it. And even like maybe you can take a cutting of it, but not taking the entire thing. And then for invasive plants, as long as they're not poisonous, they're not going to cause you harm, like help your, you know, your area and remove them when you can. Obviously, you need to be very, very careful about gathering plants if you are out hiking or if you're on a nature preserve. There's a lot of these places that will not let you take any sort of cuttings, invasive or not, from their land. So definitely know the rules and know, I would recommend speaking to like, you know, someone that works there and getting the okay, especially for invasive species, because they might be like, oh, well, that's helpful. You know, we have people go out there all the time and look for these things. And, you know, maybe there's a thing that you can sign up to be one of those people. But yeah. Plants are a very important part of my practice.
Plants matter.
Mm-hmm. They do. And why not work with the ones that are around you so you can connect better with your land?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it sucks because of witchy books and even like doing spells like on the Discord and stuff like that, because you need to find like plants that anyone can get. So it's like, okay, well then, you know, just get the stuff from the grocery store or get the stuff from your like witchy shop. And you're not like, you know, really connecting with the land at that point. It's kind of like removing you know, going to the middleman rather than from the source. And
yeah, my biggest advice going off of that is if you're doing one of our group rituals, or if you're doing a ritual or a spell and it calls for something that you don't have or you can't find, inquire or consider what the correspondence of the overall goal is, and then find something that you might be able to find in your backyard or nearby that also correlates with that exact same correspondence, and replace it with that. It's my opinion that that's going to have the best efficacy.
Yep, I agree.
I'm going to be really honest. I don't think we have that much to say about dirt, because dirt is kind of dirt. It's just dirt. It's not like water that has so many different forms. Dirt is dirt.
Mm-hmm. No, but also you got to think there's also clay and sand, and there's different types of dirt and for different uses.
Sand, though, is sand technically dirt?
Yeah, technically. I mean, it's part of broken up earth.
It's glass, right? It's a little tiny glass. Glass. What is glass?
Still earth, right?
It's still earth. How stupid I sound. I'm like, what is glass? Tell me about glass.
It's still earth. Here in South Carolina.
God, I'm so dumb. It's really cool.
You're not dumb. Here in South Carolina.
No, I am, and I'm okay with that. Gorgeous girls are allowed to be stupid.
Our soil is very clay and sand heavy, because this whole area used to be under the ocean, fairly more recently than the rest of the states. That's why there's this nature preserve that I like to go to, where you can actually see where coral used to be on these rocks and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Yeah.
That is very cool.
Yeah, but clay, if you can find some clay, that's good for spells that deal with shaping things, or even retaining things, because clay retains moisture like nobody's business. And as I said, shaping things, people use it in pottery, even natural clay that they find out in nature. And I know that there's a few people that I know of that they actually go out in nature to find clay to use in their pottery. And it's just a way that they connect with the land, and the spirit of the land is making a cup out of the clay they found out of the land. And I love that so much. I am not a potter or anything, so I can't, you know. But I can appreciate it.
And pottery indirectly is both earth and fire.
And if you could find that rich, what is it called, loam? Am I right?
I don't fucking know what you're talking about.
It is the topsoil that's very rich, that you can literally smell it. It smells like dirt.
I don't know.
And that's the type of earth that's great for growing spells. If there is something financially you want to grow, or if there's a healthy, just being healthy in general, you want to, you know, become more or if trying to think, or if there's just something that you want to cultivate for yourself, that is the type of dirt you want to add into your spell jars for growth. Or even you can coat your candles in dirt. I've done that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, she's yawning.
I am yawning. I'm so sorry. I didn't have enough coffee this morning. I'm
so boring, guys.
I am literally so exhausted by when you speak. It makes me so sick. I'm just fair. Kidding.
I'm exhausted when
I'm just joking. I'm just joshing you. I'm just yanking your chain, girl.
But go and work with the earth, guys. It's an amazing
get out there.
With.
Go take your shoes off and go for a hike.
Go earthen. Go earthen.
Go earthen.
So, Robin, what is stirring your cauldron right now?
Thank you so much for asking.
You're so welcome.
One of these days, I'm not going to pee my pants when you do that to me. Today's not that day, but one
of these
days.
We need another live episode where I
make you pee your pants. No, we don't. Where you do that to me? Absolutely not.
Oh, it's going to be so much.
No, we don't need that.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm really into collaborative magic right now. I just did two spells with friends. Mm-hmm. Like, we did them as a collective effort. And it's just one of those things where it's so sexy when you work with people and, like, things start working out exactly how you wanted them to. And, like, when your weaknesses in your spell work you see is getting balanced out by your friend and vice versa. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I love that. I love that for me.
I love that for you too.
Yeah, it's been really fun. I love it. I love it. So, Maria, what's not stirring your cauldron this week?
Oh, I'm going to tell you. Okay.
So, actually, no, wait, before you tell me, I need everyone to know that this bitch just wrote, I have something that's on our little agenda. It just says, I have something. So please elaborate.
I need a lot to write it all out, especially I couldn't think of anything, guys, which is why I'm going to do, like, there's nothing that's not stirring my cauldron right now. Like, everything is actually fine. But I do have something that is stirring my cauldron. And that's, like, I've been receiving, like, so many, like, synchronicities and stuff lately when it comes to, like, butterflies, dragonflies. But those are the main two, and even cicadas. But, like, I think it was, like, a couple days ago, I was sitting outside, and we don't see a lot of butterflies, like, when our trace tree stops, like, blooming, which it has stopped blooming for the time being. But literally, I think 8 butterflies, like, came up to me and, like, not just at a distance, but actually flew, like, pretty close to me while I was sitting out on the porch just journaling, which was cool. And I was like, well, that has to mean something. And then yesterday, like, this has never happened before, but we had a dragonfly at night find its way.
What?
I know. And
but also just at night, because normally aren't they, like, kind of dormant at nighttime?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, oh my goodness. Like, I wanted it to get it outside because, you know, a lot of, like, flying bugs who come into the house, you know, this is the place you're going to end up dying. So I was like, I was, you know, talking to it and I was like, come here, like, you know, like, land in this bowl so I can, like, take you outside. And it literally let me put it in a bowl and cover it and take it outside and let it go.
That's crazy.
And I felt like Snow White and it was amazing. And then this morning I've been seeing a lot of, like, dragonfly, like, symbolism, stuff like that. So I'm taking it as, like, a whole, like, transformation thing, which I am here for. I will take transformation.
Okay, Miss Girl. Yeah,
because it's not, you know, you get butterflies and dragonflies. That's not, like, scary transition. That is, like, good transformation.
It's peaceful. Yeah,
it's peaceful. It's not, that's like peaceful. Finding dead animals everywhere, you know? Could you imagine?
I've lived it, bitch. It's crazy when that happens. You're like, cool. I don't know who I pissed off.
Well, I guess we're going to go through an ebb.
Wow, mom. If you just joined us this week, every week we talk about creatives that we are loving right now. This is anyone from Instagrams, books, art, other podcasts, just kind of anything that we think is pretty neat. These are not ads. This is just stuff we're vibing with. Now, that being said, if you have somebody that you would like to shout out, we are taking listener choices. So send us an email, send us a DM. We want to hear. We want to hear who your listener choice is. Now, that being said, Maria, who are you fucking with this week?
So you'll love this one. It is Studios. And there's this certain ceramic piece that is like a tooth fairy. It's like the hand is jutting out of like something you put on the wall and it has like teeth. And I don't know. I love it. And I want it very much.
Oh my God, I just looked it up. This is like right up my alley. Are you kidding?
Oh my gosh.
And that's so cool.
Also, if you like to smoke garden, she makes like special.
They have a
like,
baby hand one. Do you see the baby hand devil's lettuce pipe?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't smoke grass because I'm a Christian. Also, I am too old. I just have gummies on the odd occasion. But if I did, that's cool as shit.
Yeah, and she has ones that look like doll heads and stuff. And it's very, I love them very much.
Dang it, that's so cool.
Right. Right.
That's so cool.
Another ceramic artist to follow and to always miss there.
Drops. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But who you loving?
So I actually found this creator because they did that trend with the do you have any kids? Have you seen that? And they're like, yes, I have one daughter. How about you? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I'm going to send you them because they're really funny. It's basically from like a Tinder profile where the guy says, do you have any kids? The lady says, yeah, I have one daughter. And he goes, do you mind if I ask if they have the same father? And so she repeats herself, I have one daughter. And he goes, right, but are they by the same father?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand your question. And so it's a trend where people are using this sound where a guy's taking the conversation and made music to it and said out like you give examples of people like just like not getting what they're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
And I found this shop because it was utilizing that sound, and it is a parody band t-shirt shop.
Okay.
But instead of them being bands, they are book characters or books. And
cute.
The creative is called Wonder Witch Boutique. And they're just really cool. Like, they're so cool. It's all parody band t-shirts, except for all the like bands are either characters or book titles from books.
I love that.
Yeah, I can't believe I've seen that fucking
trend. I think you and I are like on the separate sides of TikTok.
Yeah, mine's fucked up. My TikTok is unhinged. That being said, our listener choice this week is a user called photographs_by_Preston. This is actually our listener's friend that they sent in where they were like, oh, I hope you like his photos. I do. They're really cute. They're so cool. It's like, I'm trying to think of how to describe it. It's like nature photography, but then there's other photos that are like stained glass and stuff. And it's just like a really, really small little photography account that's taking cool photos. And I think that that's fun. And we should support people in the arts.
Yes, I agree. And I think it fits
perfect.
So
I like your photographs, Preston.
Me too.
So as a reminder, if you got somebody you want to send us, shoot us an email, shoot us a DM. We want to see who you're fucking with. Maybe we'll fuck with them too. I don't know. We'll see. Well, thank you all so much for joining us this week. We hope to see you again on Friday, August 1st for our next Coffee Talk episode, or on August 8th for the 14th episode of Season 6. You can keep an eye out on our social media or head to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, to find out more information and see what we're up to. And don't forget to join us this Friday, or today, of which this episode comes out, for our class with Julia Helena Hadass. That class is on witchcraft cocktails. We're very excited. And remember that there is a mocktail option. So get in there, join us, and the class will be available to purchase on its own right away. So join us.
And additionally, our Patreon Magical Beginnings offers our special 25-minute part 2 episode, a huge library of articles about witchcraft, a Discord community full of fun fun events and discussions. And we have tiers to offer one-on-one conversations with Robin and myself. And if you don't want to have a discussion, like you don't want to learn witchcraft, you can be like,
I don't care what you think.
Yeah. It's whatever you want.
Whatever you want, within baby. within reason. And please, if you are loving our sexy, sensual chef's kiss voices, you guys might not see it, but I just winked at the camera. take a moment to review us from whatever streaming service that you are tuning in from, such as Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever else it might be. We'd love reading your reviews and rating us with 5 stars, but really rating us at all helps us to be seen by others. Thank you everyone who's already taken the time to do so and everyone who will in the future. We love and appreciate you very much.
We do. And again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons.
With Robin from Out of Tired Witch Everywhere.
And I'm Maria from Magic with Maria
Everywhere. One, two, three. Bye, witches!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.